News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, on this day 21 years ago, 18-year-old Deirdre Jacob went missing from near her home in Newbridge in County Kildare. Despite extensive searches and numerous appeals, the mystery of what happened to Deirdre has never been solved. So to discuss the latest with the investigation, I'm joined on the line by Deirdre's dad, Michael. Michael, good morning. Thanks for talking to us on News Talk Breakfast this morning.
Good morning, Susan.
Michael, I know this weekend is very difficult for you and Bernadette and your family because it is the anniversary of Deirdre's disappearance. But we might start, Michael, with the fact that the missing person case last August was upgraded to murder. Will you remind us how that reclassification came about?
We need to go back until to January 2018 when a complete review of Deirdre's case commenced. And a special team were put on the case, and their plan was to investigate every piece of paperwork in the area of statements, questionnaires, everything else that had anything to do with Deirdre's case and that was collected over the years. I got a complete review right from the start. It was very, very intensive. As I say, every sort of detail, every cross-check that could possibly have been done. The CCTV was looked at. The images were upgraded. The extent of the period of time, both before and after, to have a look at what was happening on the street. They were able to enhance some of the registrations of cars driving past. So all that was done. And it progressed then right through last year to last August, when the detectives on that review decided that the next stage was to upgrade Deirdre's case to one of murder.
And Michael, how is that case then, the murder investigation, progressing at the minute?
Well, it's still continuing on in a very, very dedicated way. Those team of people are still working on it. Last January, we had a very, very successful program on it on the prime time, and that brought in quite a number of calls. The result being that the detectives had a lot more to actually work on. Now, when I say a lot of calls came in, they were very, very useful, but unfortunately not the one or a couple of ones that would have actually made a big, big difference. But nevertheless, they were sufficient to inch the case further, little by little by little. And so they're in the final stages of that case. It'll probably maybe that review will come to conclusion within the next couple of months. But then what very often happens, maybe hopefully will happen as a result of our appeals this weekend on the 21st year of Deirdre going missing, that we might get some more very, very valuable calls. And that then will give the detectives on the review case the go-ahead to add those to the great mix of information that's there and hopefully progress the case very much further.
Yeah, absolutely. Michael, talk to me a little bit about the importance, I guess, of keeping an open mind in relation to the investigation. And I know your wife, Bernadette, and I've spoken to her in a personal capacity before, and she's often said to me that, you know, the link that was made between Deirdre's disappearance and Larry Murphy, that name will be familiar with many people, sometimes didn't sit very well with her, because, you know, she felt that sometimes that was very easy then to put that into that box for people, and they mightn't have kept an open mind and maybe considered all options. What appeal would you like to make in relation to that?
Well, in that case, we have been very, very close with the investigation all over the years with the different teams that have actually worked with it, and we have come to understand that the best way to approach this is to work with the facts of the case as they come up, and to avoid being drawn away in any direction by speculation. Mm. As the investigation is sitting at the moment, there are a number of lines of inquiry, and the Larry Murphy angle of things being one of them. So we still have to ask people to hold an open mind, because we want information to come from everywhere. If we close off and go in one particular direction, we may inadvertently be closing off information. And the information, the important thing is that the information that we're looking for may be very, very tiny, and maybe the person that's holding it feels that it's not of great importance, it's not of great significance. But that's never the case with an investigation. The investigation detectives will always tell you that sometimes cases turn on the very slightest little bit. In actual fact, sometimes they if they get information that seems only a rumor, it may actually be enough to give them a further direction, and greater information can be found. So sometimes it's very, very slight piece of information, and that's why it's vital to keep an open mind on it. And the same goes for other cases as well, like Jojo Dullard, Trevor Dealey, Andy McCarrick, and many others as well, that it's the slightest piece of information that will make a difference.
Michael, in terms of the time frame we mentioned there, it's 21 years, which is incredible to think. It's 21 years today since Deirdre went missing. That's a lifetime for some people. What would you say to somebody maybe who back then or over the past few years felt that they couldn't come forward, but maybe now things are different, maybe their circumstances have changed? What would your appeal be to them in relation to coming forward?
Well, this is always the case, you know, with a great span of time like that, people's circumstances may change. Someone who heard something, maybe even was on looking to something happening back on this day 21 years ago, they may have not been, maybe their lifestyle at the time, maybe who they were involved with or whatever, wouldn't allow them come forward with information. Now, with the passage of time, everyone's life situation changes. And now might be a very, very good time for them to come forward with information. And sometimes people have information of a critical nature like that, and it's a great burden on them. And if they would look upon that, look at now is a very, very good time to come forward, get it off their mind, and with the realization that by doing so, it could help us and help the Gardaí in the investigation. That's of vital importance. And you know, sometimes people have a great memory, and they can remember back, they can associate with what they were doing at the time. And if they can try and recall, that's the type of thing that we're talking about being very, very tiny.
Yeah, and there's a number of pointers, isn't there, Michael, in the sense that, like, I live in Kildare Town, so I know that area, Rosebery and Newbridge, very, very well. But also the summer in 1998, Kildare got to the All-Ireland finals that year, and there's a number of other things that might have been happening that summer that might bring people back to where they were. And like you say, something that up until now they may have even thought was insignificant, but as you point out, that could be the piece of the jigsaw.
That could well be the piece of the jigsaw. And you know, even though that's 21 years ago since Kildare got to that Ireland final, it's a great marker in time, and people know precisely where they were and the matches that they attended to, and maybe what did they hear standing on the terraces. Deirdre managed to go to a couple of the earlier matches. So she was an avid Kildare supporter. You know, it's that thing. It was also the week of the Galway races, which is the same as this week coming up now as well. So people may well be able to picture where they were, who they were involved with, who they were talking to, and in that sort of way, maybe just remember some little piece. And it's that we are absolutely desperately appealing to bring it forward. You know, if they could fix it in their mind, this is the right time to do it, and also it's the right thing to do. And if they could focus in that sort of way, we may well get a lot of information.
Michael, how hopeful are you and Bernadette that you will find out what happened?
Susan, we're always very hopeful that and we have always followed that line all the time. We have always been quite very, very positive, because you just have to be. If you don't hold a positive outlook to it, the world collapses around you. Not to say that our world collapsed on this day, the 28th of July, 1998, and it will has never been the same, nor never will be the same. But nevertheless, we are striving to get that piece of information, and we're appealing to the public out there, and they have been of great help. The people of Newbridge, the people of Kildare, and the people of the general area around have been very, very helpful, and we want them now to scrutinise their mind a little bit and find out if they have any further information. It would make a big, big help to us.
And Michael, finally, how do you and Bernadette and your family, how have you marked this weekend over the years, or how are you marking this weekend?
We always mark this weekend by just being very, very quiet. We would just gather ourselves together, the family ourselves together, and we will remain quiet for a few days and just contemplate on all that has happened.
Well, Michael, I really appreciate your time on what I'm sure is a hugely difficult weekend for you and Bernadette and your family. And just to mention, the investigation team can be contacted at Kildare Garda Station 0455 21222, or obviously the Garda confidential line as well, 1800 666 111. Michael Jacob, thanks for your time this morning. Thanks for talking to us on News Talk Breakfast.
Thank you very much, Susan. Thank you. Bye-bye.